punishment, red-haired and friendly. It is a memory that is both painful and pleasing to me, the night my master had to punish me. I say painful because I learned a lesson that night. It was a lesson that I will always remember. I learned that by denying my master, I, in a way, denied myself something, too. I say it is pleasing because it helped me grow. I learned that because I had denied him, I hurt him. And I learned then how deeply I cared for my master and how much I longed to please him. Looking back, I can recall the words and share them with you. I desire to do this, so you know I have learned my lesson. I have been trained well. I am a better slave for having had this happen to me. The night my master had to punish me. "Welcome home, master," I whisper to him. My hands slip around his neck. I see his eyes. I know why he looks angry. I take my hands away from him and lower my head.
I can still smell the scent.
Yes, master.
You came just moments before I arrived home, didn't you?
I feel the first trickle of a tear escape my chocolate-colored eyes. Yes, master.
Go to the room and prepare yourself.
Yes, master. I leave him, my eyes full of tears that threaten to fall. I have never done this before. I have never come without his permission, but I had this time. I was so excited to know he was coming home, I couldn't help myself. I move into the room. The lights are dim, but the objects easily seen. I look up at the ceiling and see the chain hung suspended from the plaster. The suede-lined cuffs hang from them, and I shiver at their sight. We'd used cuffs before, but he told me these were special ones. Ones he'd only used if I were to be punished. There are anklets on the floor as well, and I know I am to be in them before he enters the room. I had always been a good slave, but I have failed him. He had shown me long ago what would be expected of me if I had to be punished. He told me once how to prepare myself for his lesson. I remember everything. I slip off my shoes and socks. I wear no panties or bra, only my pink skirt that hugs my round ass. My white blouse lays tight around my breast, my nipples flat out of fear. I know he will not hurt me to the point of distrust or loss of love, but I still am unaware of what his punishment will be. My fingers slip to the anklets, securing each one of my ankles inside the soft suede. My legs are now spread just a bit further than shoulder-width apart, and I reach up to grab one of the wrist cuffs. I secure it and wait for him. He will be in to secure the other. I stand there, my legs spread, my arm raised, the other against my side. I am not sure how long I waited, but I finally hear my master. His footsteps sound on the hall. I hear him unpacking his suitcase in our bedroom. I hear him change clothes, get a drink of water, and for a moment I find myself growing both frustrated and frightened for the waiting he is making me do. He comes for me then. I feel his presence when he enters the room. He says nothing to me as his hand takes my free wrist and secures it above me. I watch him lift the chain and feel my arms relax for a moment. Then they are raised up again and the chain secured. This time, though, he must have taken a few links away. My arms are stretched tighter. My breasts jut out. My shoulder blades are pinched in and my stomach muscles tighten. It is not so uncomfortable to cause me pain, but is not a relaxed position either.
How many times did you come?
Just once, master.
Was it small?
No, master, I came hard for you.
You did not come for me.
He says nothing else. I feel his fingers pull my hair back, and I feel his breath caress my cheek. His tongue slips up to my ear, and he bites on the lobe. His fingers remain tangled in my red locks, and he twists my head to the side. I shiver as he rains bites that feel like little bee stings up and down my warm skin. I whimper when he releases my head, forcefully shoving me away.
I hear the sound of a sharp blade being pulled from a sheath. I know that sound, and I wait. The cold metal slips along my thigh as my master stands behind me. I bite my lip and remain still as he runs the tip of the knife along my skin. He does not cut me, and I know I am to not move, for he does not wish to draw blood. I feel the material of the skirt give way. The sharp edge of the weapon begins to slip through the soft fabric. I tremble for a moment. My skirt falls, leaving my ass and cunt open to both his viewing pleasure and the cool temperature of the room. He comes around, and I watch my chest rise and fall as he slips his knife over the center of my shirt. I watch the blade skate down between my breast. The tip runs over my left nipple. He draws a circle around my nipple. It rises, and I watch his mouth capture the hard nub. He suckles it, moistening the fabric as well as my skin. Master! He pulls away and slips the knife under my shirt, and in one quick motion the front is torn open from the gleaming steel. Oh! I feel my pussy become slick with nectar. I hear the sound of the knife being tossed away. His lips move over the tops of my breast. They trail over the freckled spots that rest nestled between my cleavage. I watch him continue downward. His tongue flicks at my nipple. Yes, master. He bites the pink pearl. Oh! He bites again, harder. Oh, God! My eyes flicker close. Immediately he leaves my breast, pulls on my hair, and I know I am supposed to watch him. I do. I watch his mouth return to my breast. His tongue lavishes my right nipple, then the left. He bares his teeth to me and pulls on the little peaks until they are red and sore. My pussy is slick with honey. I feel it sliding over my lips and dripping down my thighs. Oh, master! He says nothing to me. He slides his tongue down my stomach, biting to the small mole that rests beside my belly button. I shake with desire. I feel my hands trying to wiggle free of the cuffs. It is pointless, still I try. He slaps my thighs. Ah! I look down at him, knowing I should not struggle against the restraints. He kisses the red mark and then leaves me. He is gone but a moment, but for me it is an eternity. I see him place a chair in front of my suspended form. My breathing becomes ragged as I watch him sit before me. He grabs my hips and pulls me forward. His mouth immediately dives into my cunt. Oh, fuck, master! He licks at my slit. His tongue moves up and down. His teeth reach out and bite at my clit. I buck against his face. His hand slaps my ass. Master! He slaps me again. Oh, fuck! I try to refrain myself. I know the rules. I am to hang there, allow him to devour me at his pace, and not try and force my own. It is so hard. I feel him nuzzle my clit. He slows his actions. No, master, please don't. He slaps me again. Inside my head I yell at myself. Do not tell your master no. I yell to myself. You should not have come without him. I yell at myself. You know the rules. He plunges a finger into my cunt while his tongue continues to own and possess my pussy. He pushes the thick, hard digit in and out of me. I clench my muscles around him. He slaps me again. Oh, fuck! I must remember I can do nothing. It is all his job. He fucks me harder, faster, ramming a second and then a third finger deep within the depths of my slick cunt. I can feel the explosion burning. It is there on the edge of a great abyss just waiting. Master! Oh, God, master! He drags his fingers away from my pussy and stands up. He looks at me. I know I am to remain wet, slick, and hot for him. He undresses slowly. Oh, God, how slow he is! It is all I can do not to scream at him to hurry. I need his cock. I live for it. I want it desperately. The passion inside me is burning. I know he can fulfill it. He steps up to me and releases the restraints on my ankles and then on my wrist. His eyes bore into mine, and when I drop my arms wrap around his neck, he grabs my ass, lifts me, and I wrap my legs around his waist. He impales me on his stiff cock and lifts me up and then down. Yes, master. Yes, fuck me. He drives into me. Taking two steps, he pushes me back against the wall and continues to take his slave, his cunt, his whore. Yes. Oh, fuck, master. Oh, yes. I feel his cum erupt inside me, and I feel the tears of ecstasy escape my lids. I clamp onto him, welcoming his seed and loving the warmth of it. He continues to impale me, bring me to the edge of that great climax. Oh, God, master. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes, master. Oh, master, may I come?
No.